So there's a pasuk in Chumash and Parshas Kedoshim. If you plant the tree, so the first 3 years, if anything grows and has a din of barla, it's also bachila, also bano. And the Mishnah in the end of Tmura, the last stuff in Tmura says that it's minhan isrofin. That yeah, the klayakarim is a mitzvah to burn it. I mention that because the Gemara is going to say on the next daf, if you have orla, you throw it in the garbage. Why throw it? Today Yeshua asks, why throw it in the garbage? Aren't you supposed to burn it? So we'll have to discuss that kasha. And then the Chumash says, and whatever grows the fourth year is kodesh. Kodesh hilulim lashem. What do you do with it? It's unclear. So you learn exereshavet kodesh, kodesh from Maisa Sheni. The pasuk at the end of B'chukosai says, v'chan Maisa Horetz, Mizera Horetz, M'priha Eitz, kodesh lashem. What Maisa is it referring to? It's not talking Maisa Risha. It's not kodesh. It's talking about Maisa Sheni. Maaser Sheni is Kodesh. You learn Gzera Sheva Kodesh Kodesh, linking together Maaser Sheni with Neter Revayda. Just like Maaser Sheni, the pasuk says in Re'ei, Ve'chalto Sham Lefnei Hashem Alakecha, Maaser Digon Chavisirosh Chaviyitzarech. Where is Lefnei Hashem Alakecha? In Yerushalayim. Lefnei Hashem Alakecha sometimes means Yazara, sometimes means the Harabais, and sometimes means Yerushalayim. Each pasuk you have to figure out exactly what it means. Here it's Ve'chalto Lefnei Hashem Alakecha. And so on, that goes on Yerushalayim. You eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the same is true regarding Neter Revayda. You eat the Neter Revayda in Yerushalayim also. And how do you know that if it's too taxing, it's too expensive, it's too much of a tircha to bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you have the ability to be paida? So that's a pasuk in Chumash. How does it say? Says you pay the Maaser Sheni. So that's why the Tosfos here was bothered with Akasha. The Gemara has a drasha from a pasuk. They stand on the head to come up with a drasha that you have the ability to be paid the Neter Revai. What do you have to come up with a new drasha for? We know that there's a Gzereshava Kodesh Kodesh linking together Maaser Sheni with Neter Revai. And there's a Beferish at Parish and the Chumash about Pidyon Maaser Sheni. So all the dinim of Pidyon Maaser Sheni carry over to Neter Revai. How do you know? Because the Mishnah says that when you pay the Yeron, if someone is Magdish something, so the Gizbo auctions he Magdish his automobile, or his Magdish his mansion. So the Gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder. So what happens? He decides he wants to buy it back. So if he buys it back, it has to be most of Chumash. Whatever he gives for Karen, he has to give an additional 25%. That's what the Chumash calls Chumash. We would have called it 25%. So the Chumash calls that Chumash. After he paid the Karen with Chumash, so the Chumash is 1/5 of the total amount. So if you pay the thing that you yourself are Magdish, the Magdish is most of Chumash. Magdish has to have Chumash. If anybody else is paid it, you're not most of Chumash. So the Pasuk says the same regarding Pidyon Maaser Sheni. Ish Kigal Min Maaser Chamishisi Yosef Olof. It says if the farmer is paid his own Maaser Sheni, then he has to be Maaser Chumash. If I sell the Maaser Sheni to somebody else, and it's Yotzel, and the Maaser Sheni is Yotzel L'chulin, and the money is Nechnas B'Gdusha Tachtov, then the other person doesn't have to be Maaser Chumash, only the person himself. With respect to Pidyon Neter Revai, never says anything in the Chumash. Never says that there's any Pidyon at all. He darshan from over here. But the Mishnah says that you have to be Mosul Chumash. If you put the Iran at the Revai, Mosul Chumash, obviously learning how to exerish over Kodesh Kodesh. So why do you need a Pasuk Achle Bahadar Achle to tell you that Net the Revai lends itself to Pidyon? You're learning out anyway Kodesh Kodesh that when you pay the Iran, you're Mosul Chumash. You learn out the whole institution of Pidyon from the exerish of Kodesh Kodesh. You learn that you eat it in Yerushalayim from the exerish of Kodesh Kodesh. You hold from the exerish of. So what do you need? That was Tosis Kasha. So Tosis gave answers, and then Itziv gave his fantastic answer. Okay. Again, so there is a Machlekes Amoraim in our Gemara. The parish the fourth year have to be brought to Yerushalayim. You have to be paid to them and take the money to bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food and need a Bekdusha V'Tahara. Does that din of Revai only apply to Kerem, only to grapes that grow on a vine, or does it even apply to Neta? To all trees. The Pasha Pshat is that the din of Orla applies Kisavayel Horetz and Taitim Kalaitz Machel. Any and every tree that's a fruit-bearing tree. The whole Machlekes only is regarding Revai, whether Revai is limited to Kerem or applies to all Neta, to all trees. And then we had this Mechudish de Gerashi and Soito that Rabbi Kiveger is mitzayin to. Rashi and Soito comments that according to the opinion that Ravai is restricted only to Kerem, then even Orlo is only restricted to Kerem. So the Balamor writes already that it's not true. Balamor quotes the Rashi and Soito and he says it's just not correct. It's against the Pasuk. He said, well, Taitim Kolaitz Michael. It sounds like Orlo applies to any fruit-bearing tree. All Machlag is only is regarding Ravai. Why should anybody, if it's dusk, but in Taitim Kolaitz Michael, any and every fruit-bearing tree, so why should some Amaroim and Tanoim insist that the din of Ravai only applies to Kerem? So there were two different routes. How do you go? One is Exerishave Tuvuasoi Tuvuasoi. That says what? If you'll observe the laws of Orla, and the fourth year the law of Ravai, and then Vashana Hamishas Tachlos Tuvuasoi, Lahasu Lachem Tuvuasoi, so the word Tuvuasoi appears, and then you have another pasuk in Dvorim where it says, Osvuas Hakorim. So the word Tuvuasam appears in connection with the Kerem. So that's one mahalach, why one should be led to believe that the din of Ravai should only apply to grapes, because the word Tuvuasoi appears, and Tuvuasoi has the connotation of Kerem. And the other suggestion was to come to the same result, that the Ravai should be restricted only to Kerem, only to grapes. That was based on what? Based on Kodesh Hilulim. The din of Bashana Shriyas, Bashana Harvi is here called Piri Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. Kodesh Hilulim means that the din of Ravai applies only to such fruits that the Levim sometimes sing Shira in that. What is that? Einam Shira Ela Layayin. When the Kohanim are pouring the wine down the Shisin, in the Mizbeach, when the Kohanim are doing Nisach HaYayin on Karbonas Tzibur, on a Korban Yochid, you have Nisach HaYayin, but you don't have Shiras HaLevim. The Gemara in Erechin learns that from Psukim, it's only on Korban Tzibur. So when every day of the year you have Tavash Shashach and Tavash Shalbein Abayim, and they used to say, today is Tuesday, so they said the Shir Shal Yom of Tuesday. It's divided into three parts, and the Levim would sing and play music, and then at the end of each third, they would blow tkiya tshuva tkiya, then the second, third tkiya tshuva tkiya. They'll blow nine kodas, tkiya tshuva tkiya, three times at the end of the first third, the end of the second third, the end of the third third of the Shir Shal Yom. If you have, let's say, Rosh Hashanah Shacholiyos B'Shabbos, so you have Tamash HaShacha, Tamash HaBein HaBayim, Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So you have five karbanas, Tzibur. And all five karbanas Tzibur have to have Nisach HaYayin. And each one Nisach HaYayin, there was one opinion in the Gemara that was rejected. The Gemara in the end of Sukkah. We'll see if they'll get so far. It's on Daf Nun Hay. Where were they? On Daf Beis Amar Alf. The rest of the Yeshiva. So Daf Nun Hay, the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim, that there's one opinion that was rejected. They proved that he's wrong. They proved that he's wrong because the Mishnah should have said that. Then when Rosh Hashanah, Cholias, B'Shabbos, you have five karbanas Tzibur, and according to that one opinion, Ravacha Midaroima, you should blow Shofar, Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya, nine times for each one of the five karbanas. So how much is nine times five? 45. And then every day there were three tkiyas when they opened up the gates of the Heichal. Psichas Dalsas HaHeichal. So there were three tkiyas through a tkiya to pick everybody up. They opened up the gates. The Psichas Dalsas HaHeichal was before the crack of dawn, very early in the morning. So they blew tkiyas through a tkiya to wake up all the Kohanim and Levim who are sleeping in the dormitory, in the basement, in the base. I mean, wake them up, go to mikveh, get ready, come. Each one should be ready to do whatever he's supposed to do in the avodah. So the Mishnah says that you never have more than 48 tkiyas on any given day. And the Mishnah gives you a rare case. We have 48. Gemara says, what's so problematic? Rosh Hashanah, Shacholiyos, B'Shabbos. You already have 48. You have five karbonas tzibur. And each one has a Shir Shal Yom. And then you have the three koilas for Psichas Dal Sahechal. It's already 48. Why did the Mishnah have to give such complicated cases? So the Gemara says, Arai, that Mandamer is wrong. They bring a whole bunch of proofs that he's wrong. That is not true. When you have a day on which there are three Musafim, you don't sing a Shir Shal Yom for Rosh Hashanah and a Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos and the Shir Shayom for Musaf HaRosh Chodesh also, you put all the wine together and you divide it into three. You only pick one Shir Shayom. Which Shir Shayom is going to win? Did she say the Shabbos Dika, the Rosh Chodesh Dika, the Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara has a whole pilpul. Which Shir Shayom do you say? But you don't do the Nisach HaYayin separately for this Musaf and separately for that Musaf and separately for the third Musaf. Moore comes to the conclusion that he's wrong. Otherwise the Mishnah should have given that case that you have 48 kiyas, 48 koilas. Nochamal. So there is a din, Einamim Shira Ela El Hayayin. The only time the Levim sing Shira in conjunction with Karbanas, sometimes he sing Shira not in conjunction with Karbanas. Hanyanta, we say Hala. Okay. But Shchitas HaPesach, when they do Shchitas HaPesach. But so Tosfos has a machlekes by Rashi. The Mishnah says Msachim, the Pesach, Korban Pesach, and Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after the Tom Shel Ben Abayim, they had millions of Jews came to Yerushalayim, Oil Regal, to bring Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says the Korban Pesach is Ton Halel, B'Shas Hachila, and it's Ton Halel, B'Shas Hakrov. What do you mean, B'Shas Hachila? While they're eating it, they say Halel. No, you're not supposed to talk when you eat, you can choke. The Gemara says, Ein Mesichem Mesuda. So you say half the Halel before the meal, half the Halel after the meal. In the middle of the meal, you eat the Korban Pesach. That's called Ton Hala B'Achilosei, in conjunction with the Achila, not while you're eating. Not allowed to say Hala while you're eating. And then they said Halal when they were shechting the Korban Pesach. Who said Hala when they were shechting Korban Pesach? So Rashi says, the Palabatim, all the people who are in the Azara. And Tosfos says that it's wrong. The people in the Azara who were bringing their Korban Pesach didn't sing Hala. The Levim sang Hala. Just like that. That's the job of the Levim, to say the Shir Shayom, to sing the Shir Shayom every day, and to play the music. So that's the job of the Levim, to sing the Halal, the Shashchitas HaPesach. This is argued with Rashi, and they quote it to Septim Sochem that says like that, that the Levim sang the Halal. So again, that's learned out. How do you know Einam Shira El Alayayim? That's based on the Pasuk in Shoftim. HaChadalti Es Tiroshi HaMsamech Elokim V'Anoshim. The grapevine says, I'm not going to stop producing grapes, because when the grapes you make wine, and the wine is Samech Alekim, because the Levim sing the Shira, while the Kohanim are pouring the wine down the Shisan on the Mizbech. Einam im Shira Elo Al Hayayin. So there, if you hold that the Din of Revai is restricted only to Kerem, only to grapes, so there are two Makaris for that. The one Makar is Tuvuasa Gzera Shava. The other makar is Kodesh Hilulim, that the din of Revai is that it's Kodesh only on such a thing that is used for Halel, when you sing a Shira. So that restricts the din of Revai only to grapes, only to, because from the grapes you make wine and then you sing the Shira. So the Gemara started off with a Braisa. So the Gemara thought originally, the bottom Tosfos said, the Gemara thought originally, Silver, that it's a real Limud Gamahu, it's a real Din Daraisa. And they're working with the Pasuk. Can you learn it out? Can you not learn it out? Kodesh Hilulim, that the Netter Revai you should bring to the Besam, to the Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, Mikdusha V'Tahara, and you say Halel, you say a Bracha before you eat it, and you say a Bracha after you eat it. So Gemara wants to learn out from here that just like Netter Revai you say a Bracha before and after, so too if you eat a tuna fish sandwich, you say a Bracha before and after. It's the same thing. Eating that to Revai in Yerushalayim, the same thing as eating a tuna fish sandwich and eating a pizza in New York. So you can say, no, maybe it's a Bichas HaMitzvah. Who says that it's a Bichas HaNenin? That's what the Gemara thought. It's a Bichas HaNenin, before and after. Malam Shetuna Bracha Lefnei Malachrem, that's a double Hilulim. Kanav Rakiva, also Lanam Sheitam Klum, Kadim Sheivarach. Then the Gemara asks, but what do you mean? I need the word Hilulim to tell me Hilulim is a plural. Hilulim. So one is achle b'hadar achle, that Netter Revai lends itself to pidyon. How can you darshan a hay as if it's written a ches? So Rabbi Kevegi refers it to the Yerushalmi, that since in a Sefer Torah, the hay and the ches are practically the same. Because in the days of the Gemara, the hay, the left leg on the hay, used to be connected with the top bar, with the thin line. But also we don't have it connected at all. But in the days of the Gemara, Menacha says, it used to be with a thin line. So it looks practically the same. So they would learn Mimni Rabbanan, that the Chachamim would not hold back from darshaning a hay and a ches as if they were interchangeable. So that's one drasha, Chilulim, that you can, Netter Revai lends itself to Pinyon. And the other drasha is, if you hold that the revai only applies to kerem, so you say kodesh hilulim, the din of netar, the institution of netar revai only applies to grapes, which the levim would sing shir in connection with the yayin. Sure. So if you hold that the din of revai applies to netar, so at least you have one hilulim free. If you hold that it applies only to kerem, but you often exereshabe tvasai. So you have one hilul. One hilul is needed to tell me that Netar Revai lends itself to pinyon. The other hilul. So then the Gemara said, but even if you hold that it's Netta, and even if you hold from the Xerishova of Tuasa Tuasai, so you only have one hilulim. The other one you need to tell you that there's a dina pinyon. So how do you know there's a bracha lefana and a bracha lachreya? So the Gemara says, well, maybe it only goes on the bracha l'achreya, and it's a kal v'chaymer for the bracha shalafanam. Then the Gemara finally comes to the maskana that it's really a svara. Svara hu asalam shalom alam azal b'lai bracha, and that's what Tosis says. It's a svara, it's not a svara, it's not such a compelling svara. Of course, a nice idea to be makatayv, takadish brachu. Chavis al-Vavis writes, HaKoros HaTov is such an important midah. Our belief in God is supported with the midah Tov of HaKoros HaTov. If one is not going to have HaKoros HaTov, he's going to forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam because he's invisible, so it's easy to forget about him. So if we're happy about the fact that we're alive and we're healthy and that we're making a parnasa and we have children and everybody's functioning well, so if one has HaKoros HaTov, so he'll be Makat Tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this will be mechazik the emun and HaKadosh Baruch. We have so many mitzvahs that emphasize the theme of HaKoros HaTov. Many mitzvahs in the Torah that... So of course it's certainly an idea deraisa, but strictly speaking, the Birchas Hanen is only the Rabban. That's what Tosfos quotes, the Mamascha, the fun of Lakoshkein. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Le'el Perek Misha Meiso, Dav Chofalot, by the Balkeri. So the Gemara says that the Bracha Shalafana is only the Rabban. That's what we assume. It's only with the Rabban, it's not Minat Torah. Fine. So that's what we learned so far. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we're up to the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Asa l'alalim she'ahanim et olam azeh, b'loi broch l'chanenim olam azeh, b'loi broch mo'al. We treat it as if it's Hegdish, and just like one who's moil b'Hegdish. Yeah, this starts off, how do you explain over? This starts off as a mitzvah to recite the Birchas Hanenim. And let's say there's a mitzvah to like tefillin every day, mitzvah to say Kriya Shema every day. If you don't say Kriya Shema, so you didn't do the right thing. You didn't do the right thing. Over here, there's a mitzvah to recite Birchas Hanenin. Or do you say, no, it starts off as an isa. Does it start off as a mitzvah? And if you didn't do the mitzvah, you did wrong. Or do you say it starts off as an aver? What's the difference whether it starts off as a mitzvah, starts off as an aver? Difference is an einin. Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov is not permitted to fulfill any mitzvah sasei, but is not permitted to violate any averis either. That's the beginning of Perek Misha Mesa. So Tosis says, Eina Mevarech, Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. The Rashi says, Eina Mevarech doesn't have to bench if he doesn't want to. Tosis says, quotes the Yerushalmi, no, he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to fulfill any mitzvah sasei, but he's not allowed to violate averis either. He's not allowed to eat treifas. He's not allowed to talk lashon hara. He's not allowed to do an avera. So let's say the misha meis muta lefanav is hungry. He wants it. He's allowed to eat food. Ein meis v'yoichel. The din is he's not allowed to sit and eat an elaborate meal with many courses. He can eat a tuna fish sandwich. He shouldn't have a full meal with many courses. That's not right. That's ein meis v'yoichel. But to eat food is allowed to. So the question is, does he say a bracha or not? So if Birchas Hanenin is a mitzvah, so he's not allowed to do any mitzvahs. But if Birchas Hanenin starts off as an avera, also l'adam shi'ahad emirel mazeh b'lai bracha, if it starts off as an avera, then he has to say a bracha. He's not allowed to do an avera. He's not allowed to eat without a bracha. So that's, if you can call that, that's a machlokes harishanim. If you can call that a machlokes, like 999 rishanim say you don't say a bracha. And there's one Rishon that says that you say a bracha, but it's not the Rishon, not even quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. They don't even quote that Rishon. So obviously we assume that it starts off as a mitzvah. It doesn't start off as an isa. It starts off as a mitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik used to discuss this. When you say Kiddush, there's a machlekes bishama bisil and perik elu dvarim. In the eighth perik, Eighth parak of Brachas starts. Eilu dvarim shebeit mishamem bisul besuda. It lists off. It's on daf nun aleph on the base. The parak lists off different disputes between bisham and bisul regarding eating a meal. So the first one is bisham yam mevarach al hayam mechakach mevarach al hayayin. When you say kiddush, first you say by chulu. Okay, our meaning is we say by chulu. Then you say asher kedushan v'chelso v'ratzo banu shabbos kachcha be'aba hin chilanu. Then you say bar piagof and right before you drink the wine. And we don't do like that. We do like bisul. Bisul lamrim. First you say bar piagofen, and then you say kiddush. So the Gemara discusses what are the reasons for bishamai, what are the reasons for bisul. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara. So Rav Soloveitchik raised an issue. Let's say a person has wine that's tevel. So it's treif. He's not allowed to drink the wine. So he's going to say kiddush over wine that's tevel is an avera. You're not yotzi kiddush if you use treif for wine. So what if it's like kiddush over a cup of wine that's tevel, and then after he finishes the kiddush, then he'll be mafrish chumus and maestris, then he'll make it mutter. So by the time he gets to drink the wine will be kosher. But at the time that he recited the kiddush, the wine was treif. So the pashta says at the time he said the kiddush, the wine was treif, so it's treif. So it's not acceptable, so the kiddush is no good. He's not yotzi the kiddush. So why did the Gemara have to give scratch the head to figure out a reason for Bishilo? Why Bishilo says first bar piagofen and then kiddush? Simple. The wine is hegdish. Everything in the world is hegdish. Asa lahanis menala mazal b'loi bracha. Calls man, you didn't say bracha, the wine is treif. So what is it going to help? The guy's going to say kiddush, then he's going to say bar piagofen after he says the kiddush. That's like being mafrish, trumas and maizes on the yayin shel tevel after he already said the kiddush. The kiddush was recited when it was straight. So why didn't the Gemara give that reason? The Gemara gave other reasons. So it's a raya. So Rav Soloveitchik said maybe that's what it means in the Gemara. Pashup shat, that's not what it means. The answer is it's a raya, that it's not treif. There's a mitzvah to recite Birchas Hanenim. He didn't recite Birchas Hanenim like he didn't say Kriya Shema one day, like he didn't like tefillin. But it's not that it doesn't start off as an aver, it starts off as a mitzvah. So that's why Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim assume that Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. What does it say there? Beginning of Misha Mesa. Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. Eino Mevorech. Rashi says he doesn't say Hamaitzi. Does not say Hamaitzi. One of the Rishonim says he does say. He does say Birchasan. Eino Mevorech means he doesn't bench Birchas Hamazon. But we don't hold like that. We hold he doesn't say Birchas Hanenin. We assume Birchas Hanenin start off as a mitzvah. Let's say Misha Mesa Mutalafana Bachalamait Sukkis. And he's hungry. So should he eat in the sukkah or should he eat chutz l'sukkah? They say eating in the sukkah is a mitzvah. So the oin and Misha Mesa Mutalafana is not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah. Or maybe I should say eating chutz l'sukkah is an aveir. So you're not allowed to do an aveira either. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's a suffix in the Bikuri Yankov. Rabbi Yankov Etlinger, the one who wrote the Aruch Laner. There's an Aruch Laner on Sukkot. There's no Aruch Laner on Brachas. It's a good sefer. Aruch Laner is a very good sefer. So the first sefer that he wrote, he called Bikuri Yankov. The first sefer is Bikur. So in the Bikuri Yankov, it's a chibur on Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Sukkah and Hilchas Dalaminim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him every other page. He always quotes from the Bikuri Yankov. So he has this shaila. He has this suffix. Is there an iser? Is there a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah? So then the oinim is not allowed to eat in the sukkah. Should I say in addition to the mitzvah, there's also an iser that you're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch has, a famous like that. Minchas Chinuch assumes that there's an iser asay. Rabbi Yosef Engel Tainus, where is there an iser asay? Where did it come up? There's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The pashta says there's a mitzvah, there is no iser, and the oinim is not allowed to sit in the sukkah. Or let's say the Einan wants to eat a tuna fish sandwich. So this normally when a person is not in a state of aninus, he has to wash Netilas Yadayim before he eats bread. So they say Netilas Yadayim before you eat bread is a mitzvah, midrabbanan, to wash Netilas Yadayim. So the Einan is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvah. So he has to, if he wants to eat bread, he doesn't say Hamoitzi, he doesn't say Birchas Hamazon, and he doesn't wash until the Siddayim. But maybe I should say, in addition to being a mitzvah, maybe it's also an iser. You're not allowed to eat bread without until the Siddayim. So the oinen is not allowed to do a mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do an aveir either. So that's what the Chido has a psak like that. He says the oinen mishemes mutalafanov wants to eat bread, so he has to wash until he said that, but he doesn't say the bracha on the Tilis Yadayim. You only say the bracha on the Tilis Yadayim when you're doing the Tilis Yadayim to fulfill a mitzvah. But when you're doing the Tilis Yadayim in order not to violate the Avera, feeding bread, belin, the Tilis Yadayim, then you don't say a bracha. If it's just a matir, then you don't say a bracha. If the Tilis Yadayim is a mitzvah, then you do say a bracha. So he says, Mishameis Mutalafanav should wash in Tilis Yadayim. It's a chidish what he said. He said, wash in Tilis Yadayim and not say a bracha. But over here, we assume that Mishameis Mutalafanav does not recite Birchas Hananin. And we take this Gemara as a melitza. Asa Nohanis Merala Mazay B'lai Bracha is not really Asa Nohanis. It's a mitzvah midirabbanan to recite the Birchas Hananin. And if you didn't do the mitzvah, say you did wrong. It's like you didn't say Kriyat Shema, but it doesn't start off as an Issa. Kol Hanene Merolam Hazeh B'loi Brocha Ki Lanene Mikot Shir Shamayim Shenemar Hashem Horetzim Loi. The whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rab Levi was from the Chachmei Yerushalmi, from the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel lived in Babel. I'm Rab Yudah Mishmuel, that's from Babel. And Rab Levi was married to Rab Levi Rami. They had a contradiction between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Hashem Horetzim Loi, the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other pasuk contradicts it, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Horetz, Nosan Levnei Odom, gave the world to the human being. The answer is, Loi Kasha, Kan Kaidim Brocha, Kan Lacha Brocha, that Kaidim Brocha, it's Gezel. Because the whole world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So come the HaBrocha, after you say HaBrocha, then it belongs to you. Okay. But this is all Asmachtes. It really starts off as a mitzvah. It doesn't start off as a gezel. Then the Gemara has a famous Tana Rabbanan. Right before the wide lines, the last two narrow lines on Daf Lamanem base, before the lines become wide. The Gemara has a contradiction. You have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zezeh. There is no Kosov HaShlishi Sheachriya Beinayim. On the one hand it says, V'yasavta D'ganecha V'siroshcha V'yitzarecha, that you have to make a parnosa, a chidish. And then my mom spoke here on Friday night. And I was saying that it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a mitzvah to make a living, to work for a living. It's considered a mitzvah. So there was a guest student here. He was a Russian, and he went to Bali Tshuva schools. He says the first time in his life he ever had this mitzvah to work for a living. He decided to learn here in YU. He was learning in some other Bali Tshuva yeshiva. He decided to learn in YU. Now he's married to a girl from the neighborhood. There's a religious balabas, Hashem mitzvahs. Never heard that there's a mitzvah to make a parnasa. So that's where Safta Biganecho is a mitzvah to make a parnasa. But then you have another pasuk that contradicts it, the pasuk in Yeshua chapter Aleph. So it's a contradiction. So what do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim Makrish Mezez and there is no Akosu HaShlishi Sheachriya Binem? So that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, that's a machlokes HaTanaim and the Midrash HaTorah Nidrashes Behem. So Rabbi Shmuel understands that even though there is no Akosu HaShlishi Sheachriya, you have to figure it on your own, a compromise. Hanik Ben Midin Derech Eretz. Means you have to learn, you have to learn every free minute of the day and the night when you have free time. If you have to make a living, so you're not mechuyev to learn during that time. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees, when you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMakrishim Zezeh, the reason of Kosov HaShlishi Sheachriya Beinayim, so it's understood that it's either A or B. You don't have the right to make a compromise on your own. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shimon Bar Yochai was Tarasim Nasi, he was always sitting and learning. He sat in a cave and he was learning Zohar with his son for so many years. When he ran away, he was hiding from the Romans. What do you mean? How are you gonna transmit the Torah? See, he holds that you have to sit and learn all day and all night. Shem Baichai supports the Kailal program. How do we paskin la halacha? How do we paskin? Omer Abai. So Abai says history has shown how we paskin. Sometimes history paskin certain shayt. Omer Abai, harbi osa ki Rabbi Shmuel, but also be Yodam. Many did like Rabbi Shmuel, all the Tanaim. They all had parnassus. They all worked for a living. But also be Yodam, and they were successful. And Harbi Yosef kept Shem Baichai, but also be Yodam. Many tried to do it, like Hashem B'chai, just didn't work out. I mean, that history has shown that we have accepted the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. It does mean that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is wrong. That's not the Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. He talks about this Gemara. He says, Harbi Yosek Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai b'loy Yosek b'yon. That's not a plan for the masses. For Yechidei Sekula, that's a good plan. You should have a kollel for a few people. You can't have a kollel for 5,000 people. 5,000 people are going to sit and learn all day and all night and stay in a kollel. Can't be. It's a plan for Yechidim, but it's not a plan for the Rabbim. The Brisker Rav in a Sefer HaChumash quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. At the end of the first parak in Kiddushin, the Mishnah talks about the obligations that parents have towards their children. Father has an obligation to give his son a bris milah, to make pidyon haben, and the lamdai umnis, to teach his son parnasah, that he should make a parnasah. So the Mishnah quotes Rav Meir, says like that. The father has a chiv, lalamdai umnis. Then at the end of Kiddushin, the last daf in Kiddushin, the Gemara quotes Rabbi, towards the end of Kiddushin, one of the last Mishnahs, Rabbi Nehoi Roy says, Menech ani kol umnis sheba'olam, ve'enim malamed es b'nei ala Torah. Forget about all the parnassos, I'm going to teach my son only Torah. So the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with the kasha that there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua claims that there's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel that says that Reb Nehoi Roy is Reb Meir. It sounds like that in the Gemara. Reb Nehoi Roy is Reb Meir. So isn't it a contradiction? Reb Meir is the one who says in the first parak in Kiddushin, Chai Bottom Lamlas Benoi Umnis, and Reb Meir, Reb Nehoi Roy, in the last parak, the next to the last daf in Kiddushin, he says, Minechani Kolum Nishabaylam, Vein Malabed is Beni Elatur. So the Brisker Rav in the Sefer Chumash quotes this Kasha in the name of the Pnei Yeshua, and he says, the Teretz is like Rab Chaim Volozhiner wrote. Harbi Yosek, Shim Bachai Volozhiner, Biyada means that that's not a program for the masses. For Yechidei Sekula, it is a good program. You should have a small group of people. A small kollel, the whole modern Orthodox world has a little kollel here of 60 guys, and we hope that they'll become big, prominent rabbis. We don't have 5,000 people. We're preparing 50, 60 people that they should become big talmid chachamim. Okay. So Rab Meir says, my son is cut out for learning. Says, my son is cut out for learning. He's the same Rab Meir. He's the one who says, Chayvan Lam is b'no umnis. Every other parent should. But I know my son is very talented. I'm only going to teach my son Torah. That's what Rav Avraham Soloveitchik says. The teretz to the Ben Yeshua is kash. I remember Rav Yanke Kamenetsky once spoke here in the neighborhood when his first wife passed away, so he remarried. So his second wife had a grandchild who was bar mitzvah here in the neighborhood. So he spent the Shabbos here years ago. He spent the Shabbos here. And the Daf Yomi was just completing Seder Noshim. That Shabbos, so he spoke there. So the Aguda had a big Shabbos Shudas in 90 Bennett Avenue in Breuer's social hall. So I had Rabbi Yan Kamenetsky speak. So he spoke about Torah Derech Eretz. He spoke about whether he should work for Parnassah, or he wasn't so thrilled about Torah Derech Eretz. He's telling the people in Breuer's weren't so happy about Torah Derech Eretz. So he was speaking about this. So he said he thinks that Pnei Yeshua made a mistake. He said, there is no such Gemara in Erevin that says Rab Meir is Rab Nehoi Roy. The Gemara says, when Rab Meir was born, by the Bris, they gave him a name. They give the baby a name by the Bris. So the Gemara says, when he was born, they gave him a name, Nehoi Roy. And then when he grew up, they gave him a nickname, Meir. And then the Gemara says there was a different Tana. When he was born by the Bris, they gave him the name Reb Nehemiah. And then when he grew up, they gave him a nickname, Nehoi Roy. But they're two different people. Reb Meir, the one who's known as Reb Meir, his real name was Nehoi Roy, and they gave him a nickname, Reb Meir. The other one, when he was born, his real name was Reb Nehemiah. When he grew up, they gave him a nickname, Nehoi Roy. So the Gemara doesn't say Reb Meir is the same one as Reb Nehoi Roy. They're two different people. The one who's known as Reb Nehoi Roy, his real name was really Reb Nehemiah. Reb Meir was known with the nickname Reb Meir. Why'd they change the name? So he said, Meir refers to the sun. Adava HaMeir. Nehoi Roy refers to the light. The sun sheds light on the earth. So he says, Reb Meir is the one who thought that Chai Vodim Lamnes Benoi Umnes. So theoretically, Reb Meir is right. But practically, he was saying, this was the drasha that he gave him, Brois, practically it's not a smart thing to teach Torah and Dacharitz. So even though when he was born, they gave him the name Nohoiroi. Nohoiroi means light, but they came to the realization later in life that he's abstract, he's in the stars, he's in the skies. He's like the Dover HaMeir, but he doesn't give Nohoiroi, he doesn't give illumination. The Gemara says, Reb Meir gave such pilpulim, he would explain all the logical possibilities, and the Talmidim didn't enjoy his shiur. So the next generation, when they were voting, his Talmidim were always in the minority, because they liked the other Tanaim. The other Tanaim gave clear, the din is like this, and shine. They didn't explain all the logical possibilities. So HaMeir was like a Dover HaMeir, but he didn't really give Nahira. He didn't give illumination. So that's why when he was born, they gave him the name Nahiroi, but then they realized he doesn't have Nahira. He's a Dover HaMeir. He's like the sun. It's too abstract. And the other Tana, when he was born, they gave him the name Rab Nechemya. And then later on in life, they realized, hey, this guy really gives clear instructions how to lead your life. So they gave him a nickname, Nohoiroi. So he says they were two different people. He thinks the whole Pnei Yeshua's Kasha is based on a mistake. Because the Gemara in the first parak, the end of the first parak in Kedushin, quotes Rab Meiroi Meir, Chayvam Lamas Benoi Umnes, and this is Rab Nohoiroi. He thinks they're two different people. Rab Meir was the one who was originally known as Nohoiroi, and Rab Nohoiroi is the one who was originally known as Rab Nechemya. He didn't think that the kasha was a kasha in the first place. Okay. And then he gave a whole interpretation. I think I said it over when they learned the first daf. When they learned that, he gave a whole explanation. Why is it, Shemesh biyashimsha biyasoro? Why is biyashimsha means when the sun sets, and biyasoro means when the sun rises? Why does one of them mean rising, one of them mean setting? So yeah, he said over his whole, he gave a very, original thinker. He gave very interesting interpretations. Anyway, that's the machlokes hatanaim here. You have shnei k'suvim ha-makrishim zeze, there is no kosov ha-shlishi, she'achriya b'neihem, so do you have the right, Rabbi Shmuel holds, you have the right and the obligation to make a hachra on your own, to blend in the two psukim together. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai disagrees, says, no, it's either A or B. We have the same machlokes in Psochem and in Beitza. The Gemara said the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how does one observe Pesach and Sukkot? One pasuk says, Atzeres l'Hashem Elokecha, you dedicate the whole day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with davening and learning. And one pasuk says, Atzeres ti alechem, eat and drink and be merry. So which is it? So Rabbi Elezer says either A or B. You have shnei k'suvim makrishim zezer. There is no kosov ha-shlishi shechriya. So either you spend all day long davening and learning, you just eat brief meals, bikitzer, or you spend all day long, or you daven briefly, and you spend all day long eating and drinking and making merry. And we don't paskel like Rabbi Elezer. We paskel like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Shmuel over Hanik ban Minik Darachev. Today the Gemara says chalkeyu. You have to divide the day in half. So that's the parallel machlokes. The same machlokes here, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is the machlokes over there between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. How do you deal with the shnei k'suvim ha-makrishim zeze? Amalei Rabbi le-Rabbanan. Rabbi told Rabbanan means the Talmidim. Rabbi told the students, but matusa mean I please. B'yomim disim, b'yomim tishri, 2 months in the year, invest time. And your parnasa, you had an agricultural society there. Lo tischazek kamoi, don't show up in the yeshiva. Take care of your farm. Otherwise, you're going to be busy with parnasa all year long. You have to spend time on your college work. You have to spend time on your work in order to make a living. Okay, so he believed in making a living. Rabbi believed in making a living. Okay. Then the Gemara says, look at the difference between Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the name Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Eloi was a Tana. He didn't know him. Mishum. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Eloi means, if it would say Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Amar Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Eloi means that he heard it directly. He never met him. He lived way before him. So he's saying over the name of Rabbi Yudah ben Rabbi Eloi, that word, Boya Reisha, look, there was a Rishonim. Doris Achrenim, Doris Hoshanim, Asa Terasim Kevam, Avachtan Aroi, So Zuvuzin is kaima biyodin. Doris achreinim, also malachtan keva, but terasa mara, Zuvuzin is kaima biyodin. Have to try to make terasa keva, and malachtan should be aray. Whatever you do for a living, you have to learn Torah. All the Jewish people have an obligation to learn the Torah. Limud HaTorah has to be keva. You have to have a kviyas to learn every day. Boy Ray, then he has another comment in name of the same Tanur Rabbi Rabbi Loi. Boy Ray, Shaloka Doris Hashem Doris Achreinim, Doris Hashem, Hoya Machnis, very same Derech Traksimon. In only Chayb and Chumas and Maisis, Menatoira, if you have first Biruch and then you have Rias Bnei Abayis, if you have it in order. If you do first Rias Bnei Abayis, Biruch means you remove all the Psodos from the Yoichel, you do Barer, and then you pile it up, Rashi adds on, and you pile it up in a neat pile. That's what Rashi adds on. The Rambam never says that. The Rambam just says you remove the psalus from the Yochanan Fartik. Okay. And then you do Rias Pnei Abayis, you bring it into the barn, that it shouldn't rain on it outside. And if you do it in the reverse order, first you machnisa b'motz, you bring in the tvua with the psalus all together into the house, into the barn, and then you do the miruach. So then menatoire, it's not chayiv and shumas amaisis. With the Rabbanan, you're still not allowed to eat achilas keva. Achilles aroy you're allowed to eat, so it says kadesh behemtam achilles. Achilles behem is always considered achilles aroy. Achilles sodom is called achilles keva. So that's what he says. The Doris Rishonim used to go out of their way to become obligated to observe more mitzvahs, like the Gemara has in the end of the first perek in Masechah Soito, the last daf in the first perek. The Gemara asks, was Chanan al Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so many hundreds of tefillos for Chanan. He davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should allow him to enter Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, why was he interested in entering Eretz Avichilecha Mipirio with his Baal Mituva? He wanted to swim in the Kinneret. He wanted to eat the delicious food. And Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, no, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvahs of Kli Yisbaret. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not Mechuyib, so what's the problem? A tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu goes out of his way to obligate himself to do more mitzvahs. Tosfos points out, today it's not normal. In the stores, they don't sell clothing with four corners. We go out of our way to buy a four-corner garment, a talis or an abakamfis, in order to be obligated in mitzvahs like Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael in order to obligate himself to become obligated to observe more mitzvahs. So that's the Dervish HaRishonim, used to be machnis and periseim derech traksimon kedei lechayivam b'maisa. First you do the miruch, then you do rias b'nei abayis in order to become mechuyiv in more mitzvahs. And the Doris Achreinim used to do a harama. He used to do a harama in order that the lomi be mechuyiv that the kedei shebehem t'machelis. We were during intercession, we were learning the previous perek. What's the previous perek? Ein Omdim. So in the first daf in Ein Omdim, daf Lamed Aleph and Med Aleph, the Gemara has around 13 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanon. They have two dots. Then it says Tana Rabbanon. The line begins Ein Omdim lehispal lo mitoch din ve lo mitoch dvar halacha ela mitoch halacha psuka. A din that's very clear. If you're going to be in the middle of a complicated tesis, then you're going to start davening minchas. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you're going to be thinking about the tesis and about the marshah. So right before you daven, you have to think of a halacha psuka that there's nothing to pilpul about, so you won't continue to think and learning when you're in the middle of davening. So hechidami, what's an example of halacha psuka? So first, the Gemara quotes Reb Zera, ben Aishalach Meir al Atzman, Hafilu writes Tibisam Kechar. Then the Gemara quotes this man, Marim Odom al Tvoasa. It's permissible to do a haroma. That's this Gemara. It says that Doris Achreinim used to do this. Marim Odom al Tvoasa, you're permitted to do a haroma. Or Machnisa b'mot shalo, he does the Rias Pnei Abayis first. The motz is the psolas. He didn't do the miruch yet. First, you have to do miruch, and then Rias Pnei Abayis in order that it should be chayv min haTorah in Shumas and Maisa. So they did fakir. First, they brought it in with the psolas, and then they removed the psolas. Kadesh they behem tocheles uptura min haMaisa. Why is behem tocheles? Because achilas behem is always called achilas aray. Achilas adam, if you eat a lot, is called achilas keva. So mid the rabbanan, it's still also achilas keva. The pashtus is. So behem tocheles uptura min haMaisa. For adam, you're not allowed to eat. To feed to the behemoths, that's okay. That's achilas aray. Tosfos in Menachos on Samach Zayin, Tosfos there has 2 days about that. Maybe even for Achila Sodom, it's also Muta. Maybe this din, that you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva, maybe it's only if there's a possibility that it may, let's say, if you have Miruach and you didn't yet do Rias Pnei Abayas. So then Midrabanan, Minator, you're not yet Chayv in Shumas and Maisers, only becomes Tevel Minator after if you first do Miruach and then Rias Pnei Abayas. But Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. Why? Because you may do Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayas later on. It may lead up to a Chiyav Deraisa. But if you already first did Rias Pnei Abayas, then you did Miruach, it can never lead up to a Chiyav Deraisa. So one opinion of Tosfos says there isn't even an Issa Derabanan for Adam to eat. Adam is allowed to eat. So what does it say? Kadesh Tei Behem Tov Achelas? It should say Kadesh Tei Shehei Adam Oichel. Even Achilas Keva should also be Mutar. So that's what Tosfos explains. No. And Adam... Adam is going to eat. You're doing a ha'arame that a Adam should eat the tevel with a shtick without being mafia, trumas and maestras. That's ha'arame on a real din deraisa. But to do a ha'arame that the behemoth should be achelas without, what's the behemoths are not Jewish. The behemoths are not Jewish. And what's the aver if the behemoth eats tevel? What's wrong? Tevel is also ba'hanoah. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns that from Pesukim Tevel is Muta Bano. So the answer is the Rishonim. Tosfos explains, Tevel is Muta Bano. If I have a sack of Tevel, I have no chair to sit. So I have a choice either to sit on the floor, I have a sack of grain, I can sit on top of this sack of Tevel. So Tevel is Muta Bano, so I'm allowed to sit on the sack of Tevel, even though I'm getting Hano from it. It's Muta Bano. But to feed it to the animals, or to feed it to the goyim, that you're not allowed to do, or to take tevel and plant it in the ground. That's called hanor shel kilui. To consume it and get hanor from it, that you're not allowed to do. Hanor shel kilui is us. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim, the Mishnah Melakot, whether hanor shel kilui, feeding tevel to the animals, feeding tevel to the goyim, is that an isa deraisa, or is that an isa derabbanan? So many hold that it's only with the rabbanan. For a person to eat tevel without afrosha, that's a real din deraisa. You're not allowed to eat tevel, it's misa b'dei shamayim. If it's real tevel, there I said it's misa b'dei shamayim. But to have hanor shel kilui, to feed the tevel to the behemoth, that's only many Rishonim hold, that's only a din derabbanan. It's not a real din deraisa. So some Rishonim say, marim adam al tvuasa, you're permitted to do a harame if your intention is to feed it to the animals. If your intention is to feed it to the people, even though it's taka mutter, if you did it in reverse order, first, Achnasa labayis, machnisa b'motshalo. You machnis labayis before you do the meruach. So one opinion in Tosfos there in Menachos Samach Zayin Beis, a big Tosfos, big fat Tosfos. One opinion is that even achilas adam is muta, because it can never lead up to a chiyuv tevel deraisa. So even achilas adam would be muta. So why does it they should tell us? Because you're not allowed to do a harame to violate, to get away from observing a din deraisa. But to do the haram in order to feed it to the animals, that's only a din derabbanan. So haram and a derabbanan is mutter. That's what some Rishonim say. And others say, no, that it's still also now, achilos adam. So it'll only be mutter, achilos beim. Those are the 2 days in the Tosfos of Menachos. So this Gemara is talking about the same din. The Gemara here says, the Doris Achrenim came up with this shtick. To do a haram, to pati yourself from the mitzvah. Doris Rishonim did like Moshe Rabbeinu. They went out of their way to try to become obligated to observe as many mitzvahs as possible. And Doris Achrayim tried to patter themselves from the mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, "En atevel mischayev b'maisa atshira pnei habayis shenemar b'yarti hakodesh min habayis." You have to first have meruach, then you have rias pnei habayis. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, afilu chotzo koivas. Yeah, there are 6 things that are koveya midirabbanan. That's a din midirabbanan. You're not allowed to eat achilas keva from tevel, even if you didn't yet have the rias pnei abayas. So one of the things that's koveya is Shabbos. Shabbos koivas. Whatever food you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. Even if you only have a little nibble of the food, that's called achilas keva. Then bishul is koveya, if you cook the food. Melech is koveya, if you salted the food. What else? Bishul, if you cook the food. Mekach, if you buy the food from someone else. Mekach is kaveh. And chatzar is kaveh. Chatzar is kaveh midirabbanan. V'ochlim b'sharecha v'saveh. So Rabbi Yechanan's din The first one, Rabbi Yanai says, "En atevel mischayv masad shira pnei abayis." That's a din min haTorah. You need first miroch nerias pnei abayis. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Chotzu kavaz." That din, we assume that din is midirabanan. That's one of the six things that are kaveya midirabanan. That's the din midirabanan. You're not allowed to eat achilas keva. So whatever you eat on Shabbos is called achilas keva. There is a din in the Gemara. We're going to get to it later. Let's say you have cake. So the cake is barim minim zonis, and you say alamichi. What if you have a ton of cake? So if you kaveya sud on the cake, he eats so much cake, he's stuffed. So then you say, then you have to wash, and you say hamotzi, and you say b'yachas hamazon. The cake becomes hamotzi. Cake is a subcategory of bread. It's called pas habo b'kisnin. It is called pas, but it's a subcategory of pas. If you eat the wikina, farina, oatmeal cereal that's liquidy, you can even eat a ton of it. That's never becomes hamotzi. It's not a loaf. It's not a subcategory of, not every bar minim zaynus is a subcategory of pas. But if it's a loaf of cake, it's pas habo b'kisnin, so then normally it's mezaynus, but if you kaveh sudan, then it becomes hamotzi. The Gemara has later a din for the purpose of a rubei chatzeris. Eimar v'nela b'pas. You have to use bread. The rubei chatzeris, the Gemara has to be bread, lechem shemarocham olav hamotzi. So the question is, the common practice is that you make a rubei chatzeris with a box of matzahs. Because if you're going to use a chalas, you're going to have to make a new eruv chatzeres every week. It's going to get stale unless you're going to leave it in the freezer. People have room in the freezer to leave a chalas for the eruv chatzeres for the building. So usually make a eruv chatzeres with matzah. So the question is, but the Sfardim say mezaynus on the matzah. And the Gemara says that you emar v'nela b'lechem shemavach molav ha-moitzi. So how is it good? So the answer is the Gemara is going to say beferish later. We're going to get to it here. If you have cake, that if you would be kaveh suda on it, you would say hamotzi, then it's called pashin. It is called lechem shemavacham vol hamotzi. It's going to be a Gemara here somewhere. The pasah b'kisnin, it says ma'arvin olav. You can use it for eruv chatzeris. Even though the pasah b'kisnin is normally mezaynus, but if you eat enough of it, it becomes hamotzi. It shows that it's a subcategory of pas. There are two prohibitions. There's a the rabbanon. They made a din. You're not allowed to eat bishalakam, you're not allowed to eat pasakam. Bread that was baked by my next-door neighbor, who's a goy, even though I was watching the way he made it, all the ingredients are kosher, everything is kosher, you're not allowed to eat pasakam, because it may lead to too much friendship, it may lead to intermarriage. And the same thing, bishalakam. If my next-door neighbor cooked some food, even though I was watching, everything was all kosher ingredients, you're not allowed to eat bishalakam because of chasnus, it may lead to intermarriage. So the Gemara has a difference between the two. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a difference, pas palter. In Bishalakum, palter is a chef. He cooks for the whole neighborhood. So let's say you have a restaurant, you have a mashgiach, he watches, all the ingredients are kosher, but the goy who's doing the cooking is not Jewish. So when he cooks the meat and when he cooks the fish, it's a problem of Bishalakum. So you're not allowed to eat it. So you have to have the mashgiach should light the fire to take off the prohibition of Bishalakum. But the pasakum, that we're making on. If it's pas palter, if he makes bread, he sells the bread to everybody, it's not my next door neighbor. He made the bread specially for me. That's going to lead to his karvus. He makes bread, everybody buys the bread, the Jews and the non-Jews alike. So Mistama, a non-Jew is going to marry his daughter. Mistama, a Jewish person is not going to marry his daughter. So the question is, why would they make more in pas palter than in bishalakum? Bishalakum are not making. So the Rishonim said, because al lechem yichya adam. Years ago, lechem was the main course in the meal. Years ago, yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it's still the same. The boys in all the yeshivas, the Israelis, would take seven slices of bread, whatever, a little food. Americans are not used to eating so much bread. We only eat bread on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We got no choice. We got to make sure you eat a kazayis. You're supposed to eat a kebetza, yes, kebetza. You got to eat some bread. The Israelis are used to, Europeans used to eat, that was ala lechem yechiyo adam. Pasuk says, lo ala lechem labado yechiyo adam, but you see ala lechem yechiyo adam, not on lechem labado, but on lechem. So because lechem was the staple of the meal all the time, that was the main thing, so that was a shas hadchak, so they were mekel on paspalta, they were mekel. So the question is, but what if the guy baked the fancy cake, he made cookies, you need cake to live on, you need bread to live on. So they were makel on paspalta. Were they makel on cookies and cake also that was baked by a goy? So we followed the Tosfos in Beitza, the beginning of the second parak in Beitza. The Gemara has a couple of dinim of Bishal Akum there. So the Tosfos says, Tosfos quotes one of the Balei Tosfos, that since cake and cookies, if you eat enough of it, you have to say Hamoitzi. So it is pas. It's a subcategory of pas. That's what we call pas habobi kisnin. It's a subcategory. If the goy makes wheatina, farina, oatmeal, cereal, that's bishalakum. So that'll be a shad bishalakum. Maybe it's muta because not oil al shulchan malachim. Okay, that's a heter and bishalakum. But that's an issue of bishalakum. But if the goy bakes cake or cookies, so that is called pasakum. So pas palter is muta. If the goy is the he bakes for everybody in the neighborhood. He bakes for the Jews and the non-Jews alike. So then we're not afraid by pas that it's going to lead to intermarriage. But by bishul we are machma. Bishul lakum is awesome. So you see that cake and cookies is a subcategory of bread. It's on the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is that on Pesach night you can't have matzah shira. The Gemara says it has to be lechem oini. Matzah shira is not acceptable. So the Rambam has a unique opinion. It's only called matzah shira if they mixed in yain shem and dvash cholov. Only one of these dalad mashke. If they mixed in any other mashke, that's not called matzah shira. So according to the Rambam, you have egg matzahs that's kosher l'mahadrin for the Seder. You can use egg matzahs for the Seder. And we don't assume like the Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered with Akasha. If you eat egg matzahs, it's so soft, the bracha is mezainis on it. So the Rambam says you have to use, it's called lechem, and it has to be lechem shemebrochem olabam moitzi. If it's not lechem shemebrochem olabam moitzi, so it's no good. So how can the Rambam hold that egg matzah is good for Leila Seder? You have to have lechem shemebrochem olabam moitzi. So the Minchas Chinuch answers that on Pesach night, since you got to eat a whole meal, so that's called a kviya suda. Since you want to be yotze the mitzvah, and the mitzvah requires that there has to be lechem oni, so, and you're going to eat five kazesim, you're going to eat so much, you're going to eat a whole meal with it, so that's a kviya suda. So Rav Soloveitchik said, even without that, the fact that it's possible because then that theoretically sometimes it does become a moitzi, so that's called already lechem. That's already called lechem. That's why it's good for Eruvi Chatzeres. The Gemara says, if you have Pasa Babakis, then Ma'arvin Olam, you can make an Eruvi Chatzeres with it. Even for the Svardim, who would say Mezainis on the Matzah, they can still use Matzah for the Eruvi Chatzeres, because in principle it's called Lechem. It's called Lechem, Pasa Babakis, it's called Lechem, Shemavochem Olav Amoitz. Good, okay. Then it says Chutz Ben Ayayin. That's what we saw the Mishnah yesterday, that the bracha on all peris or ilan is bar piho eitz, and that should have been the bracha on wine also, because the mashkam ayotzim and azesim adam, we had the Mishnah from Trumas that was quoted both in the Gemara and in the Tosfos. The Gemara quoted Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis, and Tosfos quoted Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So we paskan like Rabbi Yeshua, that only mashkam ayotzim and azesim and anavim, that's different, that has the din of a pri. All the others don't have a din of a pri. Mashkin from the Shah Paris is called Zeh B'Alma. The Gemara calls it Zeh B'Alma, a Chahakol. And the Mashkma Yetzman, a Zeh Smanovim, has a din of a pri. So that's what the Gemara says on wine. The Mishnah implies, on wine you really should have said the Bracha, Bari Pri Ha Eitz. But they made a fancier Bracha, Chutz Men Ayayin. Instead of Bari Pri Ha Eitz, he said Bari Pri Ha Gov. That's where Rabbi Kaveger wrote on Daf Yud Beis. And B'di'evit by mistake he said Bar Pi or Eitz, he should be Yotze B'di'evit, because the Mashkema Yotze Men Azeis Men Anovim has a din of a pri. Where I say Bar Pi Agofen, he called it a pri, even though it's in a liquid form. So the Gemara says the same is true regarding Mashkema Yotze Men Azeisim. Men Azeisim Men Anovim. So Mashkema Yotze Men Anovim is a super broche, a Bar Pi Agofen. Fine. But mashkem ayotzim and azeisim, that's normal, that it remains bari pri hoetz. So the Gemara picks it up again here on the 1-6 line from the bottom of Laman Ham and Beis Gufa, after the two dots. Gufa am Rabbi Yudah am Shmuel, chen am Rabbi Yechanan, shem azeis mevachon al, bari pri hoetz. The same as azeisim anavim, same as the wine should have been bari pri hoetz. Frek the Gemara hechidami, when do you say bari pri hoetz on olive oil? Mishnah, he's just drinking a bottle of olive oil. Azuke mazik, so we said it's a machloikas, the Rambam and Rashi. Rambam says, Azuke mazik, so the bracha is knocked down to shahakol. Because the shaloka derech achilosim. Whenever you eat something shaloka derech, so you say shahakol. And Rashi says you don't bracha at all. Rashi holds whenever azukim mazik, you don't say a bracha at all. And he said that's going to be a problem with the Gemara on the next daf. The Gemara on the third wide line says one would have thought kimcha desairei shouldn't say a bracha at all because it's unhealthy. Kasha the kukiyani kamash malam, but you enjoy it, so you do say a bracha even though it's azukim mazik. That is at the shtim with Rashi. Okay, that's a problem. That's a problem according to Rashi. So the Gemara says, when do you say Bari Priha Eitz on Shem and Zayis? If you drink a bottle of olive oil like this, Azuke Mazik, so it's not going to be Bari Priha Eitz. The maximum is going to be Shahakal. So what is the case? The Tanya. What do they quote the Tanya? What's it in? Azar Sha'ochal Truma B'mezid is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Whoever eats tevel is misa b'day shemayim. How many people are chay misa b'day shemayim? There aren't so many people. The Gemara has a tosefta increases. Tosefta lists off the elu shebe misa. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Af Pei Dalet, the Gemara quotes this long tosefta. I think it's less than 10. How many averis are there that you chayv koris on? So that's the first Mishnah increases. It says lama vav krisis amur is bater. 36 averis that you chayv koris. How many averis that Yichai Misa V'Dei Shamayim? That's a Tosefta, that's not a Mishnah. And it's, I think, less than 10. For sure it's less than 15. I think it's even less than 10. So one is one who eats Tevel, and one is a Zar Shachal Truma, B'Mezid. So the Torah says, a Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigeg, since if he would have done it B'Mezid, it would have been Misa V'Dei Shamayim. So if he does it B'Shoigeg, he needs a Kapara. So he has to give Keren V'Chomish. You have to give care of a chaimish, and you have to give davar haroi lias kodesh. You don't just make out a check. He ate, let's say, he ate some cookies that were truma, and the cookies that were truma cost $1.15. So he doesn't just make out a check for $1.15 and add another 25%. You have to give davar haroi lias kodesh. You have to give the same min. If you ate potatoes of truma, you have to give potatoes of chula, and they become truma. Nepach lias truma. And if you ate cookies, you have to give the same type of flour, make cookies out of that, and shalchulin. Then when you give it to the kohen, it turns into truma, it becomes truma. So that's the din. Ashosa, if a zar she'ochal truma b'shoigeg has to give kerem v'chaimish, but that's only ishke yechol kodesh b'shgoga, v'yosu chamishisa olav. Rashi quotes the posik. Ishke yechol kodesh b'shgoga, v'yikro chabes. V'yosu chamishisa olav, but that's only oichal, prat lamazik. That's not normal to drink a bottle of shemen. So mishalem misakeren and mishalem misachemish. Why is it mishalem misakeren? Why is it mishalem misakeren? So Rashi says, like an odama mazik, it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the kohen. So if I, by mistake, I drank a bottle of shemen shel truma, I stole it from the kohen by mistake. So I have to make good. But you don't have to give chaimish, and you don't have to give davar haroi lias kodesh. You can give make out a check for the money. If you ate b'shoigeg derech achila on you, and the Torah says you need a kaparet, ish keyechol prat lamazik. If you need a kaparet because you ate it, and if you would have done it b'mezid, you would have mechayv nisa b'dei shamayim. So if you do b'shoigeg, then you have to give chaimish, and you have to give davar haroi lias kodesh. You have to give chulin peiros that are going to turn into kodesh. But if you ate it b'mezid, or if you ate it derech mazik, so that you don't have this whole, you wouldn't be chay misa b'dei shamayim if you would have done it b'mezid. So it's not called achila, it's called mazik. So then there's neither a din of tosef as chaymish, nor is there a din in any davar haroi lias kodesh. So that's what the Gemara quotes at Brisa. Ashos Hashem shal trum misham sakern, v'ein mishalem misal chaymish, says kirechot prat lamazik. Asach shem shal trum mishalem misal keren, and mishalem as a chaimish, not only ish ki yoichal kodesh bishgoga, if you shmir shem shal truma, asach shem shal truma, mishalem as a keren, or mishalem as a chaimish. Why? Because sicha kishtia. Sicha kishtia. That's a machloikas or rishonim. Where does it say sicha kishtia? It says on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do achila shtia zosu. There are chamisha inuyim. So one of the inuyim is sicha. If you smear oil on your body and the oil gets absorbed into the pores, then that's called sicha kishtia. Just like food, you swallow food, it goes into your body. So if you smear oil on your skin, it gets absorbed. That's also sicha kishtia, based on the pasuk. So that's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, where the Sicha Kishtir is at a Dinder Raisa, Dinder Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the order Chamisha Nim is only the Rabbanan. Achidosh Tia is the Raisa, because the Gemara has in the end of Nidorim that Hanefesh Shalos Zeune Benichrisa, one who violates Achidosh Tia on Yom Kippur, is Chayv Koris, that's only Achidosh Tia. If you wear shoes on Yom Kippur, or you shmir on your bayin, you do Tashmish Amita, the other Inuyim, there's no Koris. So this led the Rabbeinu Tam to think that all the other Inuyim are only the Rabbanan. It's only an Asmachta. I see Chikishtia, they have a Pasuk, it's only an Asmachta. It's only an Asmachta. So that's a Shaila. If Sicha Kishtia is only an Asmachta, so why is Asach Shem Shaltrum Mishal as Achaimish? The Pasuk says, Ishkiyecha Kodesh Bishgogo, only Oichal. So why, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Sicha Kishtia is only the Rabbanan? Why is he over here? Why is he Chayiv Chaimish? So Rabbi Abba Soloveitchik has in his Sefer on the Rambam, he has a famous piece on this. He explains, even the Rabbeinu Tam agrees that part of the story of Sicha Kishtia is the Raisa. The Iser, to do Sicha on Yom Kippur, the Iser is the Rabbanan. If a Zar will do, the Zar will, if a Zar eats Truma, if a Zar eats Truma b'mezid, he gets Malkus. Because the Pasuk says, a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. But if the Zar will shmir it, Rabbeinu Tam says that Isa is only an Isa de Rabbanan, he won't get Malkus. But for Kerem Chaimish purpose, it's called Bitl Mitzvasa. That even the Rabbeinu Tam agrees. That this is a din deraisa. Sach Shem Shal Truma, Mishalem Esach Chaimish, even the Rabbeinu Tam holds a Sich Gishti is only the Rabbanan, but this he agrees. So again, so the Gemara says, where do you say Bari Priha eats if you're drinking Shemen Zayas? Guy's going to take a bottle of Shemen Zayis and drink it like this. So Zuke Mazik, it's Shaluk Aderech Achilosa, the most it could be Shehakol, if even that. Rashi holds you don't even say a broch at all. Rama holds that you say Shehakol. Ela what? Ochale Ayde Pas, he dips the bread into the olive oil. Okay, that's normal. The Hochi, so the Gemara says, you don't say a broch at all on the olive oil. Avale Pasika, the Hutofa, the Stambi, the Mishnah, Zaklal, and Ebi Avikar, the Tofa, and Baruch Avikar, Poitus, Atvela. Let's say you shmear butter on bread, you shmear margarine on the bread. You only say hamoitzi on the bread, you don't say broch on the margarine. They put salt on the bread, you don't say broch on the salt, you say broch on the bread. Whenever you have an ikar and a tuffle, you only say broch on the ikar. So if you're dipping the bread into olive oil, so you don't say broch on the olive oil. Elazak di Gemara must be a different case. The koshasile ayide anigron. What is anigron? So the Gemara says, maya de silka. Silka is beets. So if you have soup, Mayim Shisholka Behem Tardin, Rashi says, if you have water that they cooked beets in it, beet soup, borscht, a beet soup. So the Gemara says, you say Bari Priha Adama. Even if you strained out all of the beets, even if it's clear, if the whole flavor is because you cooked the beets in it, so the bracha is Bari Priha Adama on the beet soup. So the Gemara says, if you have beet soup, the bracha should have been Bari Priha Adama, but you put in olive oil, then the bracha becomes Bari Priha Eitz. So the Gemara says, what's epis? In Cain, on the top line. Avalean nigra nika v'shem et tofel, asan ika v'tofel, and bracha lika patas atvelo. So you say Bari Priha Adama. On the anigrain, you say Bari Priha Adama. So why should you all of a sudden say Bari Priha? It's because you poured in some shemen. And for the Gemara, you poured in so much shemen that the shemen became the yikr. And for the Gemara, Hochmas Kinon, what case did he mean? That the Amoraim said that the broch and olive oil, Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Shmuel, and he quotes, Rabbi Yitzchak quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan both said the same thing, that olive oil, the broch is Bari Priha Eitz. When is that? It means if you poured it into a nigron. And it's choshish bigrono, so he pours in an extra amount of shemen zayis into the anigron because that's healthy for him. It's going to take care of his sore throat. So then the ikar is going to be the shemen zayis. It's not going to be the Bari Priha Adama, the anigron, and therefore you say Bari Priha Eitz. So the Gemara says Pshita. So that's taka the din of ikar and tofel. That's the ikar and tofel. So what's a big chiddush? I would thought it's a fantastic chiddush. Meaning, Gemara holds it so poshut that mashkem ayetzim and azesim and novim is dina kipri. So therefore, of course, the bracha should be bari pi reitz. Elementary. so elementary. Gemara said, Pshita, what do they have to say for, we would have figured it out on our own. I don't know. I would not have figured it out. It's a good deal for the Mishnah, chutz min ayayin. You see that the yayin would have been bar pireitz, if not for the fact that it has a super bracha bar piagofen. So zeisman adovim is the same. So the Gemara holds it's so obvious. The Mishnah is self-explanatory. So pshita. What did they need Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan to spell it out? Gemara says no. They said the following chiddush. Ma'ud etema. One might have said kevin de l'refuah kamachaben. Why is the guy pouring in so much olive oil into the beet soup? Because he has a sore throat, he's doing it for refuah. So one would have thought that whenever you take medications for refuah, you don't say a bracha. Lo davarach alei klal kamash malon. That sometimes on medications you do say a bracha. If you swallow a pill that only sick people take, let's say sometimes you have a cough drops. Sometimes the cough drops taste awful. And the only time, so they put in a lot of sugar that to offset the awful flavor, awful taste. But the cough drops, no normal person ever eats cough drops because it tastes awful. So even though they put in a lot of sugar, the Pashto says you don't say bracha on that. But if you have cough drops that taste good, and children enjoy eating the cough drops like a candy that has so much sugar that even a healthy person would enjoy it also. Even if you're not sick, you would enjoy it. So that's what it says over here. Kalash molan kem nisle anominei boi beruche. If that's what Taisus says, nirim hadvarim. Taisus kem nisle anominei. Nirim hadvarim. In modem shoyse mashkim, he has something lirifur. Im ha mashkim roim lishtos. It tastes awful, but it's a medicine. A lot of the medicines taste awful. So then you don't say brocha. The leisle anominei lo boi beruche. If healthy people sometimes eat it without being sick, so then it's a, let's say, schnapps. I don't enjoy schnapps. I only take schnapps when I'm sick, when I have a cold. They say that Sir Arthur Fleming, who invented the penicillin, they asked him, what does he do when he gets sick? He said, I drink schnapps. He doesn't believe in this garbage, this penicillin. He drinks schnapps. He gets better. So other people drink schnapps all the time. I don't know what they enjoy, but they drink schnapps all the time. So when I drink schnapps, when I have a cold, I also say a brocha, because other people eat it shalol lirefuah. But if it's a maichot that's only taken lirefuah, because it doesn't taste good, healthy people never eat it, then the Gemara says you don't say a brocha. So that's the chiddush. Pshita, of course, they say borei pi ha'etz. Ma'aretei mekevin lirefuah kamachavim lo davarach alei klal, didn't say a brocha at all. Kamash malon, no, but it tastes good. It tastes good, so you do say it. And if it wouldn't be the ikir, if you wouldn't pour in the shemen zayis, if you just eat the anigron or the ansigron, so then the Gemara is going to say later the bracha is bari pri ha'adoma. So Rashi has a comment. Rashi writes alidei anigron min meichel hu v'nos m'toch ha'shemen. And it's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's become Vishana b'Mishnah, become a Mekarnis. So one of the Achrayim points out, one of the Achrayim wrote a sefer on the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch, points out, Rashi writes, Min Michael Hu. Why does it say Min Michael Hu? It's a soup. It's a soup. So it's interesting, they point out, Taisus has a kasha later. Here, Lamet Chesam and Aleph, Hai Duvsha de Tamre. So Tosis has a kasha. Sheikha Didan. On the sixth line in Tosis. Beer. How do you make beer? They would take kernels of grain and cook it in water, and the flavor goes from the grain into the water. And then they would filter out the kernels of grain. So it's like cooking Maya de Silka. Anigron, ansigron, you cook vegetables in water, then you filter out all the vegetables. So the bracha is bar pi adom on the vegetable soup. So Tosfos asks the kasha, why shouldn't you say on beer, why is the common practice say shahakal on beer? You should either say hu adoma, because if you eat kernels of grain the way they are, you say hu adoma, or maybe say bar minim zaynis on the beer. Tosfos asks, why don't you say bar minim zaynis on beer? Sheikha Didan, There's so much flavoring from the grain. That's a funny kasha. You should have asked, why don't you say bar pri hadoma? The holders should even say bar min mizonis. I will have to see the gemaras. When they say mizonis, when they say hadoma. Okay. So they're asking, they're going for the maximum. Why don't you say bar min mizonis on the beer? Why do you say shahakal? So they give three different answers. Afilu the rabbi shmol damakol sheyesh b'machamesh aminim barach mala bar min mizonis. The Gemara quotes rabbi shmol say like that. If you have, let's say, two macholim mixed together. Let's say you have tuna fish and shahakol, and you have chves vegetables and sardom. So you mash together tuna fish with fish mashed together with vegetables. So it's all together. So they say huadom or they say shahakol. So whichever is 51% is declared as the ikar. The guy wants to eat both. So whatever, if one of them is clearly the roiv, so that's called the ikar. We declare arbitrarily. Whatever is in the roiv is the ikar, whatever is in the niyat is the tuffel. Once in a while, sometimes we say it's not. It doesn't always depend what's the roiv. Sometimes it's clear which one is the ikar. So then even if it's in the miyot, you'll see that'll be the ikar, and you say the bracha on that. So Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Ravaya, they both said the same thing. Kol sheyesh ba mechameshes minei dogan. If you have a mixture of flour with, gefilte fish. So gefilte fish, they always put in flour. So if they only put in a little bit of flour, the debik bialma, that the gefilte fish shouldn't fall apart, that's mamash tofel. So you say shahakal on the gefilte fish, the flour is mamash tofel. Or let's say you make potato latkes for Hanukkah. So you put in a little flour that it shouldn't fall apart. So if it's only put, the flour is only put in, the devik bi'alma shouldn't fall apart, then it's mamash tofel, and say bar pi'adoma on the potato latkes. If you have chunks of, we'll have to discuss if you have chunks of, if you grate the potatoes, they're chunks of potatoes. If you liquefy the potatoes, that's going to be a new discussion. We'll have to learn the Gemara. But let's say you put in more than the bare minimum just to hold it together. You put in to make the latkes more filling. They're much more filling. Not just a little bit, you can tell it's a different kind of latke. One latke has hardly any flour in it and just barely holds together. That's the flour's debik bialma. So there in the chamesh is min yadogen is the tofel. But sometimes you put in so much flour, it's less than 50%, but it's an awful lot of flour and it's going to be much more filling. So then that's what Rabbi Shmuel both said, kol sheyesh ba mechamesh is minim, mini dogon. If you mix in a little bit of flour, that's, we always declare the chameshes mini dogon is always the ikar. It's always going to be the ikar, unless it's mamish devik bialma. So that's what Tosis is asking Akasha. Why don't you say bari mini mizainis on the beer, or at least say bari piadom on the beer? I feel that the rabbi shmaldam kol sheyesh mini chameshes mini dogon vachon bari mini mizainis. But the common practice is that on beer you say shahakol. Why? So Tosis gives different answers. So what are the answer? Hochalahavi behu mamish saorim, only taima bialma. You filtered out all of the kernels of grain. You just have the flavoring. You cooked it. It was soaking for a long time, or you cooked the water with the kernels of grain. So it only has the flavoring. So you can't say kol sheishmo. It's only a miut, even if you have kazais d'achilas pras, but it's clearly less than 50% of the beer is going to be from the flavoring that came out from the kernels of grain. So the only time Rabbi Shmuel say kol sheyeshbo, even if it's less than 50%, means if you have the actual flour is there from the chameshes minim. But if you only have the flavoring from the grain, so then you don't say kol sheyeshbo. So the roiv is the water, so the broch on the water is shakl. That's the first answer. The od mishum sheyesh ba ilui achrina bepas. Only time you say bar minim mizaynis on cake is that's the final product. You can't make better than that. You could have made bread or cake or cookies, fine. But over here, you made beer out of it. You could have made cake out of it. So that's easily ilui achrina. You could have made a further stage. So you don't say mizaynis on the beer. The od and the last answer is the one that All the poskim quote la locha. Some of the first two answers also will quote, but the last answer for sure is mekubal by la locha. Lord b'shtir ay meshahakol. On all beverages the bracha shahakol. That's the last answer that they say. So the shaila is, but on achsid, what it is called, anigron, and on sigron, or axigron, whatever, on vegetable soup, even if you filtered out all the vegetables, you still say ho'adoma. So what happened to Tosfos Klal? So that's what the Mefarshim point out. Rashi said, Michael, who? It's a soup. It's a vegetable soup. Cook the vegetables in the soup, and then you filter out all the vegetables. It's a soup. It's a liquid form, but it's still a Michael. The difference between a Michael and a Mashke is not so much liquid versus solid, but rather beverage versus food. You don't drink soup when you're thirsty. If you have to swallow a pill and you have no water, then you'll take soup and you swallow. Okay, b'shas atrak. The soup will serve as it is liquid. But that's not, the soup is called a Michael. The soup is not a beverage. It's not a mashke. It's a liquid form of a Michael. The Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chayodam, how much soup do you have to eat in order to say bar nefesh is a bracha achrayna? So the Chayodam says kezayis. Why is it a kezayis? Shouldn't it be a revius? When you're drinking a beverage, so the shear is revius. Revius is a beso machzo. The volume of an egg and a half. Kezayis is way less than a kebeitza. Kezayis is either shlish beitza or chatzi beitza. Magaravam quotes a machloikas. So why is soup the shear is kezayis? Why isn't it revius? So the Chayodim says, because it's a Michael, it's not a Mashke. People don't drink soup when they're thirsty. They eat soup when they're hungry. So that's what Tosfos answers. Beer is a beverage. People drink beer when they're thirsty. They drink it as a beverage. So whatever is a beverage, you don't have brachas pratios. Sometimes say ho'adoma, sometimes they say ho'eit, sometimes bar minim zaynas. So the Gemara said that pirut in brachas was based on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, V'chem b'yom v'baruch ha'masa b'layla, em v'baruch ha'masa, l'b'chol yom v'yom teinem em v'chos v'shal yom. So you need pirut in the brach. So sometimes say v'adoma, sometimes wait, sometimes b'rimini d'shoim, koin k'rabyuda. Even go into such detail of pirut. So that's what Tosfos claims. This requirement for pirut is only in Michael, if it's a food. If it's a beverage, there's no pirut. If it's a beverage, the brach is just plain shehakol. So that's what the Rashi sounds like he says over here. He says that this anigrain is a min michaelhood. It's not a mashke. It's a soup. But it's a michael. So therefore, it's shaykh that it has a bracha, bari pri ha'adoma. And if you put in enough shem and zayis, and you have a sore throat, then the bracha is going to be bari pri ha'aitz. I thought the Ramo says that it's shahakol. He quotes another Rishon that whenever you eat something the refuah, it's always shahakol. I don't know, but the Pashto says that it's not. That's what the Mefarshim on the Bi'ur HaGra point out. The Rashi said Michael was to answer that kasha. If it's a mashke, then it's always going to be shahakol. Mashke means a beverage, but soup is a Michael. Soup is a Michael. There's the Gemara on the neck. Where did Tosfos get that idea from? That all beverages are shahakol. Where did he get it from? So that's the next Gemara there. On Lamed Ches Amud Alef, Shtisa. We take a look right in the middle of Lamed Ches Amud Alef, right in the middle of the daf. So you have a little empty space, and says there Shtisa is a machlekes. What bracha do you say? Rav Amashah Kolni Yibedvar Shmuel Amabari Minim Zayin. What is Shtisa? What is Shtisa? It's some kind of a drink that they mixed in. Rashi writes Michael Ha'asi Mikemach Kloyes. So it's a beverage, it's a liquidy thing, and they put in the flour from baked kernels of grain. So Rab says Shahakol, and Shmuel says Bar Minim Zaynus. Amar Abchizda Velo Pligid. There's no machlekes. Haba 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 Raka. If it's Ove, then the bracha is Bar Minim Zaynus. If it's Raka, then the bracha is Shahakol. Ove Lachila Avdi La. So therefore, it's an Achila, so it can be Bar Minim Zaynus. Even though, let's say the flour that you ground up, the kernels of grain, you toast the kernels of grain. Rashi says Kemach Kloyish and it's Yapsha B'Danor. And you grind them up and you make flour. Years ago they used to make chocolate milk. They used to mix in flour. And when I was growing up. So chocolate milk used to have for little children. It used to be very fattening. Still very fattening, I guess. So they used to mix in flour. Regular flour. So that's here. That's shtisa. They mix in flour. But the chocolate milk is a beverage. The children drink it. But sometimes it's going to be so thick. If it's over, so then it becomes bar minim zaynus. Why? Because kol sheyesh ba mechamesh es min edogim. But if it's rako, if it's very, it's just to have a more of a flavor, more of a body, whatever, but it's rako, it pours. Ha berako lirafur ka abdi lo. So the Gemara says they do it lirafur. So then the bracha is going to be shahakol. So that's a machlokes of the Rishonim. Why is the bracha shahakol? The Samishanim say, whatever is lirafua shahakol. So that's, I thought, what the Ramo quoted. That if this thing is a lirafua, then it should be shahakol. But the Gemara says that it's bar pi huaitz.
Because then the Shemazai
is not the Iker. And they say, what do you do if it's not Choshish Begrono? Yeah. The Maran. That's where the Ramah is coming from. The Maran just said, since the Shemazai is not the Iker, so you have to make Shahakol. It's not Choshish Begrono. He didn't say it's because of Fu. Again, the Gemara says, if his Choshish Begrono, then the Shemazai becomes the Iker, then it becomes Bar Pi Ha'Eitz. And if the Shemazai is not the Iker, then you say Bar Pi Ha'Doma. Then you should say Bar Pi Ha'Doma. So when do you say shahakol? See, this Gemara Lamed Ches and Aleph says that by the shtisa, if it's over, then it's a meichel, even though it's liquidy, but it's a meichel, it's not a beverage. But if it's rako, then it's a beverage, then all beverages are shahakol. That's how Tesis learned. That was the last answer in Tesis. Oh, b'shtio, I'm a shahakol. So they got it from this Gemara. That rako is a beverage. And other Rishonim learned, no, rako, why don't you say mizaynus? How come you say shakol? Not because rako is a shtia, and beverages are roi shakol. No, because of lirafua ka abdila, whatever is lirafua, it knocks down the bracha to become shakol. So that's akasha. If whenever it's lirafua, you say shakol. So how come the Gemara says over here, when this is lirafua, you say bar pri hoitz? According to that Rishon, whatever is therefore is knocked down to Shahakol, so why is this thing Bar Pi Yoitz? We have to look it up. I think it's the Ra'or, is the one who holds like that. No, the Ra'or has a sefer on the Rif, on Brachas. We got to take a look. Yeah. That's the Shaila with Schnapps. What Bracha do you say on Schnapps? So Schnapps Al Pi Pashtus is not a beverage. Even in Russia, where they drink a lot of vodka, they don't drink it when they're thirsty. They drink it when they want to relax, when they want to be in a happy mood. So vodka schnapps should really be like a soup. So that should really be either bar minim zaynus or should be whatever bracha. How do they make the vodka? They make it from grain or they make it from potatoes. So it should be whatever. If it's from grain, it should be mezaynus or adoma. Or if it's from potatoes, it should be adoma. It shouldn't be shahakol. That's the shaila. He said the other day that the Kozhe Glover Goyen, he was killed by the Nazis. Kozhe Glover wrote a tshuva to defend the common practice that on Shabbos, by the Hasidim, he was a Hasidisha, they have his photograph hanging on 5A in the Gottesman Library. His brother gave money to support the library, so they hung his picture there. So he was a great goyim. He gave the shir in Lublina Yeshiva, where Rav Meir Shapira founded Lublina Yeshiva. So he invited the Kozhik Lava Goyen that he should say the top shir. So he has a tshuva to defend the Chassidish practice that they say Kiddush on Shabbos morning on a tiny glass of schnapps. So it's not a revius. You have to have a revius. So he defends the practice and he says, he quotes when the Kamarna was a Chassidish Rebbe. Kamarna wrote a Pirush HaMishnayis. So in his Pirush HaMishnayis on Taras, he writes in one place that schnapps is a maika. It's not a mashke. Why? Because people don't drink schnapps when they're thirsty. The difference between a maichal and a mashke is not so much a liquid versus a solid, but rather a beverage versus a food. So schnapps is not a beverage. People don't drink it when they're thirsty. People drink schnapps like soup. It's a maichal. It's a liquid maichal. So the Kozhik Lava says, since it's a maichal, so the shir should not be revius, which is a beitza or machza. The shir is a kazayis, which is either shlish beitza or chatzi beitza. So which is it? So the Magen Avraham says a kazayis is either shlish beitza or chatzi beitza. It depends. If it's a din deraisa, then you have to go to chumra. If it's a nidne rabbanan, then you can go to kula. So the Moshe Rabbi Schwab Zechron Lebach used to be the rabbi in Breuers. So the last years of his life, he had some kind of a medical condition. He wasn't allowed to eat bread, cake, or cookies all year long. So Shabbos and Yontov, he never ate cake. He never ate bread. He never ate any bread. Shabbos and Yontov. The first two nights of Pesach, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah matzah. So he said, the first night of Pesach, he had one kazayis of matzah, chatzi beitza, because the first night of Pesach is derais. Second night of Pesach is only the rabbanon. He had a medical condition, so he only ate a shlish beitza, because the Magen Avraham says that with respect to dinim derais, you have to be machmer. With respect to dinim rabbanon, you mekel. So the Kozhik Lava writes in his tshuva that since Kiddush on Shabbos morning is clearly only mid the rabbanon, Kiddush on Friday night is deraisa. Alayayin is the question. What is deraisa the rabban? Kiddush Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush is only the rabban. But the Gemara calls Kiddusha Rabba. So since it's only the rabbanon, and schnapps is a meichel, it's not a mashke, so as a meichel this year should be kazayis. Kazayis is either chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. So since it's only the rabbanon, so you can be meichel that a shlish beitza is enough. So he says, schnapps and a schnapps glass is a shlish beitza. So that's why he justifies the minig that they said Kiddush on Shabbos morning on a glass of schnapps. So we pointed out that Rav Chaim Volozhiner is quoted in Sefer Shari Rachmim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner makes fun of the Hasidim that they make Kiddush on schnapps on Shabbos morning. He says, what are they, crazy? That's like saying Kiddush on a bowl of soup. It's a meichel. The first step is that you have to say Kiddush over wine or Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina has to be a beverage. But he says schnapps is not a beverage. Schnapps is a meichel. Exactly what the Kozhik Lava quoted from the Kamarna in his Pirush HaMishnayis Taras, that schnapps is a meichel. That's Rav Chaim Volozhiner says schnapps is a meichel. So by definition, it's that you can't accept it. It can't be accepted for Kiddush. Kiddush has to be over a beverage, not over a meichel. That's exactly the taina. That's exactly the taina. So that's what the Mefarshim say. Achsedron, what is this? Anigron, this kind of stuff. Rashi says that this is a meichel. So that's why Shach to have a bracha muforetes of bari pri ha'itz. But if it would have been like sheicha didan, beer, Tosis says, whatever is a mashke is always shahakal. They got it from the Gemara. That shtisa raka is a mashke, so that's shahakal. And others, the Ra'or learned in the Gemara, shtisa raka, because lirafua. Since it's lirafua, so the bracha is knocked down to shahakal. So that's the shadow. What's the Ra'or going to do with this Gemara? The Gemara says here that the Anigron, if you take it, the Rafu becomes Bar Pi Weitz. So how can he say that it's Shaka? We have to take a look. Have it downstairs in the base manage. Okay. Yeah, what does the Gemara have left out a little Gemara here? The Gemara wants to know, how come Yain has a special bracha? Masha Yain, how come Yain, they made a special bracha bar piagotin? Ii lema, if you should say, Mishum dishtani le'iluya, ishtani le'bracha, you took grapes, and you made it into wine. So the Gemara says, no, b'har Hashem, dishtani le'iluya, ishtani le'bracha. Olive oil. is also, it started off as olives, then made it into olive oil. It's a shtani leiluya. People use the olive oil for cooking and all kinds of things. You can't use olives for all the purposes of olive oil. And it has the same old bracha. It says, bar pi hoetz. They didn't make a special fancy bracha. And for the Gemara, hasam shum dalei afshav. What are you going to say? Bar e pri. What special super duper bracha are you going to say on olive oil? So the Gemara says, hasam shum dalei afshav. Echen bar. What do you want? Nevorach bar e pri hazayis perigufa zayis sikri. So you can't call it pri hazayis. The zayis, you refer to the tree as a zayis, you refer to the olive as a zayis. The bar pri hazayis sounds like a pri from the olive. It's not a pri from the olive. It didn't grow. He squeezed it out. You can compose a bracha. Why don't you say a super duper extra special bracha like bar pri hagofen? So bar pri eitz hazayis. You can compose a bracha. So what's the answer? And for the Gemara, Ella, no. The real answer is chamer zayin mishchalo zayin. That wine gives nutrition and olive oil does not. Doesn't give any nutrition. It's not true. There's a Mishnah in the Dorim that a man takes an edah hanoidim and amazon is also to eat anything with the exception of mayim and melech. So you see that olive oil also gives nutrition. Everything gives nutrition. Doesn't this contradict Rabbi Shmuel? They say that Bari Minim Zainis is only El Chameshis Mini Dogim Belvat. That's what we said in Itzib said. Why don't they answer that Bin Dorm Halach Achalosh Miyodim and Brocha depends on Loshan Amikra, Loshan Atanach? So he thought that this Gemara is Kasha contradicts the whole premise of the whole Abu Jam. That's what he taught. And the others, most of the Poskim do accept the Abu Jam. Throughout Shulchan Aruch, they do assume like that. We said from the Vilna Gaon, why the Mishnah switches the Loshan. Why do you switch? Because Irakas is Mishnaic Hebrew and Dushaim is Biblical Hebrew. So you see that the Bracha should be in Biblical Hebrew. In other places also we said like that. So that's, I don't know, this Gemara is a problem. Okay, this Gemara is a major problem against that premise here. So the Gemara says, you only say Barimini Mizainas and Chameshis Mini Dogan, but the Mishnah seems to say, I know the Menamazain, all food is included, should only include the Chameshis Mini Dogan. And for the Gemara, must be Biom Rapuni answered it by Makal Azanalai. Not that he says, I take a net and not to eat Mazan. Takes a net and not to eat Mizainas, there's only Chameshis Mini Dogan is included. He says, Kol Azanalai, whatever gives nutrition, so that includes all food that gives calories except for Mayim and Melech. That doesn't have. So, but you see, Alma, Mishcha, Zayin, see that olive oil, everything under the sun, all food except for Mayim and Melech, gives calories, it gives nutrition. So what do you mean that they didn't make a special takonis bracha on olive oil? It's the plain old bracha, bar pi'etz, because it's not zan, it's not true. Gemara says, no, Ella, the answer must be they're both zan. Olive oil is zan, it gives nutrition, it has calories, and wine is zan. Ella, the answer is chamer soid, it's even more filling. Olive oil is not filling. It has calories, it gives you nutrition, but it's not going to be filling. Frag Mar, the Chama Misoid, wine is filling. Frag Digmar, how can it be? But on Erev Pesach, we want Kadesh Yacham Atzel Teyavain, and Rabbi used to drink, Havishas Chama Gamal Yamad the Pesach, used to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach in order that he should eat the Matzel Teyavain. Keech the Nigre Lilibe, Nechal Matzel Tvei. In order he should eat l'teyavim, so you see that the wine is not filling. And for the Gemara, it depends how much wine you drink. If you drink tuva gorer, if you drink a lot of wine, then it develops an appetite for eating the matzah l'teyavim. If you drink a little bit of wine, porto soy, okay. The Gemara asks the kashas from the psukim. Then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that wine can be very filling. Wine is filling. So the Gemara says, akashi yihachi, on the second white line, if wine is filling, so just like you bench Birchas Hamazon after having bread, because it says, the pasuk says, V'yayin samach levavenu shalatz upam neshamen, lechem levavenu sheyisod. So Gemara assumes that the verb yisod goes back on both. It goes back on yayin yisamach. Lechem is not misamech, but the verb yisod goes back both on the yayin and on the lechem. That's what the Gemara says on the first point line. Lechem is beitarti. Soid umesamech. And the hama misit soid. So the Gemara says, "Ehochi, if that's how you read that pasuk in Tilim, that the verb yisod goes back on both on yayin and on lechem. So just like on lechem, because it's filling, so you recite bechzamozen. So if you have a drinking party and you drank wine and it's filling, maybe you should say bechzamozen." So the Gemara says it's not normal. If you kaveh a suda on it, you only recite bechzamozen if you eat kedei sviya. Yikdesvi means something that's normally a kaveh sudan. So is that normal to be kaveh sudan wine? To be kaveh sudan bread, that's normal. To be kaveh sudan wine, the Gemara says, "V'kishayav aliyah v'yomar, yavaki kiviyusa." Hashdami, a cold man aliyah, no, it didn't come. We assume batla died de etzel kolot. We assume that wine is not a kviyus. So that's the shaila that bizmanazeh. In America, people all week long, we eat meals that are very filling, and we never wash for bread. So maybe we should say Birchas Hamazon whenever you have a full meal. All week long, based on this Gemara, the Gemara says whatever is filling. Doesn't it contradict the Gemara later? The Gemara later in the Perek quotes the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Tzori Gepen Pein Arima, Eretz Eishem and Drosh, Eretz Yisulev Miskenes Tachal Balech, Meichalta V'Savata V'Yerachta V'Yerachta V'Hashem Elokecha. So the Gemara says, "Ve'chalta v'savata ve'irachta Hashem alakecha" goes on Eretz Hashalev b'miskenes tochal b'alechem. It goes on the lechem. Then the Gemara says, "Does it also go back on Eretz Chita Sarv Gefen Atena v'Riman?" Gemara says, "No, because Eretz hifsiko inyan." Says since it says Eretz Hashalev b'miskenes tochal b'alechem, says lechem again, says lechem there. So ve'chalta v'savata goes back on that. Yeah, that's the Gemara Mem Dalet Amid Aleph. That's the Gemara Mem Dalim Enough. There's a Machlekes Hatanaim in the Mishnah there. What bracha do you say if you eat Anov Matein and Virimainim? So Rabbi Gamliel says he said Birchas Hamazon. Means if you ate Kedei Sviya, if you had a whole meal, and the meal consisted of Shivas Aminim, so you recite Birchas Hamazon. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Chamam Bracha Achaz Bein Sholosh. We say Alu Eitz V'Alpihu Eitz. Gemara says, my time at the Rabbi Gamliel. That's on Mem Dalet Amid Aleph after the Mishnah. My time, and the Rebbe Gamliel, where does he come off to say that you say the same Birchas Hamazon that you say on bread? You say over the Shivas Aminim if it's filling. He also agrees if you just have a couple of grapes, it wasn't the whole meal. He also agrees that there's a Bracha Achrayna Alo Eitz V'Alpihu Eitz. He also agrees there's Ala Michi V'Ala Kalkola if you have a little cookie or something. But if you have a whole meal, you ate a meal B'Kviyas Kedei Sviya from spaghetti, so then that's bar minim zaynus, that's not hamaitzi, so that should be birchas hamazon. Whenever you ate kedei svi, a whole filling meal from the shivas aminim, so Rabbi Gamliel holds that then you bench. So it's my time with the Rabbi Gamliel. Ichsiv eretz chita soro, ichsiv eretz shalad miskenes tachal balechem, ichsiv echalta v'savata v'yachta s'ashem alakech. It goes back on everything. Goes back not only on lechem, Eretz Shalev Meskenes Tachal Balechem goes back on all the Shivas Aminim. V'Rabbanon, the Gemara says, what do they do? We don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. And the Gemara, Eretz Hifsiko Inyan. Eretz Hifsiko, Eretz Shalev Meskenes Tachal Balechem, so V'chalta V'svot V'ata only goes back to Lechem. It doesn't go back to the others. Speaking of Rabbi Gamliel, Nami Eretz Hifsiko Inyan. Shouldn't you say that that's a separate unit? He says, yeah, it doesn't go back completely. You don't always say Birchas Hamazon on all the Shivas Aminim. Only if you had a whole Kviya Suda out of it. Or he says, Lemut HaKoyses HaSachito. He didn't really make bread out of it. Eating raw achito. So that's going to be Bar Pri Hadama. There's not going to be Birchas Hamazon. Yeah. So that Gemara sounds like you learn from the Pasuk. Only say Birchas Hamazon after Lechem. And Eretz Yipsiku Inyan. So you don't say Birchas Hamazon on the Shivas Aminim. And this Gemara, in the first daf, on Laman Hamad Beis, this Gemara says, whatever is considered soid, whatever is filling, and you ate a whole meal, and it's filling, so you should bench Birchas Hamazon. But Kozman Eliyahu, no, he doesn't come. We assume Batla Daitetz of Das Kol B'ni Adam, and it's not called Achila B'Kviyas. But once it's going to become normal, then it's called Achila B'Kvinsa. This Gemara contradicts that Gemara, no? This Gemara, Laman Hamid Bey, says whatever becomes the meaning of Amdina, that's called Achila B'Kvias, you have to recite Birchas HaMazon. This Gemara sounds like it goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva over there is, where were we? Mem Dalet Amen Aleph. Rabbi Akiva Omer, in the Mishnah, it quotes Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Nachachamim. Then it says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Afilo Ochal Shelek. He eats cooked vegetables. V'hu mezono, it's filling. He eats a whole meal and it's filling. B'varach Olav Gimel Brachas. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. But we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. So this Gemara sounds as if it's a take-off on Rabbi Akiva. And they asked, why should it only be Shelek? Should it even be a wine party? He drank a lot of wine and it's filling. So the Gemara says, yeah, maybe no. But Ladaito. But Shelek, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, but we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We pass like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Gamliel, not like Rabbi Akiva. So what's the whole Gemara here? It's a strange Gemara. This Laman, hey, this Gemara, strange Gemara. It sounds like it goes like Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, Rashi writes on top here, Rashi on Lamed Vav and Aleph on the fourth line from the top. V'chacham gozra kol refuas hanikores v'shem shchika samimanim shehi malocha. Tochen is one of the lametes of his malochas. You're not allowed to do tchina on Shabbos. So the chacham prohibited applying any medication. Even not to apply medication. Even if there's nothing to grind. Let's say a person has a bellyache, so he puts a hot water bottle on his belly. What's going to grind up the water? There's nothing to grind up. Or let's say a baby has a twisted leg. A baby is born bow-legged. So the mothers, when they diaper the baby, so they always straighten out the legs. So every time they straighten out the legs, they do it 300 times, so the legs will become straight. You can't straighten out there once. Every time they diaper the baby, they twist the leg a little bit to straighten out, so it becomes straight. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's called the Misakan Mana. Misakan Mana goes on a Mana and a Kli. And on the Odom, it's also either Baina, Misakan Mana, some kind of an Issa. So the Gemara says, that's also Chashash, that's also Refuah. You're not even applying anything. At least a hot water bottle, you're putting a hot water bottle there. Here you're twisting something. It's also an Issa Refuah. They made Gzeira all Refuahs Arasa because of Shchika Samimanim, even in a place where there's no Samimanim to grind. They made Gzeira. But Rashi says, that's the Gemara. They only made Gzeira, it's Refuah Anikeres. Let's say, I only drink schnapps when I have a cold. So by me, it's a Niker. When I'm drinking schnapps, it's a Simen that I have a cold. Other people drink schnapps all the time. So the Gemara says, as long as by other people, if it's a Michael Briam, a Michael that other people would eat, even if they're not sick, so then it's Refuah Shein Anikeres. So then there's no Issa Refuah. They only ask a Refuah when it's Refuah Hanikeres. And to what extent does that have to be Niker? So that's a discussion, Rashi and Tosfos. How much Niker does it have to be? Let's say you're going to have this anigron. So you're going to gargle it. What, the guy's going to gargle it in his throat before he swallows it? So if he gargles, that's mamash Refuah Hanikeres. He's going to hold it in his throat for a while before he swallows it. So that's a Shaila, Rashi and Tosfos, that is only mutter to drink the anigron with the extra amount of shemen zayis, or is it even mutter to leave it in your throat for a few moments? The gargle probably not allowed to. The gargle is mamash refuah hanikeres. To hold it in your throat, so that's a Shaila, Rashi and Tosfos. It's a detailed question. When is it called refuah hanikeres, and when is it called refuah she'en hanikeres? That's basically the klal. Whenever, let's say, there's a Michael that other people would eat the way it is. Even though I would never eat it, I'll only eat it when I'm sick. But that's spinach or whatever. Some kind of food. The guy has a hang-up. He doesn't want to eat it. But it's a Michael that other people would eat all the time. So then there's no Issa Refuah. It's only us if it's Refuah Hanikeres. So the whole Sugya Masech HaShabbos and Beitz about that. When do you declare it as a Refuah Hanikeres, and when is it Refuah Shein Hanikeres? Okay, Belinetta, we'll go back to normal again tomorrow. Tomorrow the shiur will be 12:45. We'll start from Kimcha Dechiti. Next Gemara, Kimcha Dechiti, and I'll involve him in Aleph.
Rash, I mean Rash, and others hold Al Mukhiyas Dereis. Does that mean that even the Rabbanan are Mandalid that say Lechem Hipsik Eretz, Hipsik Indian, and it goes on Lechem, Hapatazat, it doesn't go on Al Shem Zaminin? They mean that Lagabe.
Doesn't go to the same extent. It says Lechem Yirid Gimel Brachas, and on that, they ain't Shalosh. But if you all like the Rashba, but if you all like the Rashba,
like the Tosus on Tezon, you all like the Rash, but then it's going to be Gimel Brachas all Derabon, and anyway. So then our Gemara could even fit within that Shita, could fit even with the Rabbanan. Our Gemara was saying on wine, the Isha Bench. Because wine is one of the Shiva Seven.
Isha Bench.
Our Gemara.
Yeah, but the Gemara says Eretz Hifzikoyinian. So it only goes, you only say Gimel Brachas on Lechem.
Yes.
So why was there a question regarding Yayin? That's according to Rabbi Akiva, that Filo Shelik, if it's filling, but we don't pass it like that.
Okay. Rabbi says how, Rabbi remembers how once Sukkot or Shabbat in Rosh Hashanah Sukkah, there was a man who came past Rosh Hashanah Shaila and Rosh Hashanah very angry at him because it was Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Rebetzin emailed me in the middle of Shir that there was an end of life Shaila. I wasn't sure if I should interrupt Shir about it.
Uh-huh.
So, Shai said yes, but I called and I asked because I wasn't sure. It didn't sound like it was Pikuach Nefesh. It was something like end of life, maybe, like, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. So, I called him. And he was Mr. Solomon and he said it's not urgent. That was only if Rebbe would want to call him now.
Rebbe, who should I call?
Mr. Solomon. I can give Rebbe the phone number, or I can
call him. Okay.